Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA student in history at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, September 14, 1833, The Barbadian, a local newspaper, published some of the debates held in the House of Commons earlier that year. According to the publication, the main topic of debate was pertinent issues surrounding the abolition of slavery in the West Indies. The chairman's proposal of 1st of November 1833 as the date for the abolition of slavery was quickly objected to by Mr. Marriott, who countered with a date of 1st of June 1834, as he felt November of that year was too early. He later revised the date to August 1st, 1834 to facilitate the colonies that were further afield. The discussion then focused on the appointment of what is now referred to as stipendiary magistrates. Mr. Stanley reportedly suggested that, quote, half-pay officers of the Army and Navy were, in all respects, the best qualified for performing the duties of magistrates in the colonies, end quote. Lord Howick contended that if apprenticeship commenced on November 1, 1833, and abolition was instituted from August 1, 1834, masters could increase the severity of punishment in the interim period without the magistrates to regulate the master's conduct. Having considered the difficulties which faced the passage of the bill, Mr. Stanley also proposed that apprenticeship should commence on June 1, 1834 and end on June 1, 1841. However, Mr. Buxton argued that apprenticeship was unlikely to be implemented and, quote, he was anxious to diminish its duration as much as possible, end quote. The 1st of June 1834 was subsequently agreed to as the period for the commencement of apprenticeship. The discussion then turned to payment of the workers during the period of apprenticeship. Quote, Mr. F. Buxton said he was convinced that nothing would induce Negroes to work as well or so readily as holding out an inducement of wages, end quote. However, Mr. James argued, quote, if the Negro were not paid money wages, he was paid for his work in food, clothing, provision, garden and ground, and other conveniences, end quote. The Barbadian also reported that another topic on which the committee paid special attention was the payment of £20 million to compensate the planters for the loss of their enslaved workers. The Chancellor of the Exchequer explained that this sum would have to be procured through a loan and repaid through the raising of funds. The sum of £15 million was also floated as an alternative. Additionally, it was recommended that the Chancellor should print money to accommodate the final figure. After much robust discussion on the topic, the figure of £20 million was decided on as the compensation for planters when the abolition of slavery was finally enacted. So on this day, September 14, 1833, a local publication, The Barbadian, published the debates which had taken place in the House of Commons concerning matters pertaining to the abolition of slavery in the West Indies.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.